What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. Sorry, it was like multiple noises coming through. One, my computer, my headset, and I was just flustered there. So, forgive me. Happy Monday, everybody. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello out. Padres return to the ball field today, four-game set against the National League West opponent, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The Snakes.
Don't ever do that again.
Everybody said last time they played the Diamondbacks, they need to hear me say Snakes.
There it is, Snakes. Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Brandon Pfaadt, Eduardo Rodriguez will be the four going for the Diamondbacks. On the Padres side, one Yu Darvish makes
his
2025 appearance here tonight. Long awaited, but certainly could be a boost for the Padres. That'll be followed by Nick Pavetta, Dylan Cease, and Randy Vasquez. So, let's start there, Scrape.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish, we've been following him around for, I'm sure he's tired of the updates that we have to constantly give on him. But today is the day. He will take the rubber here. Don't know what to expect. I'm sure during the scrum today that Mike Schilt may give us some clarity on that, but all things, I would say this is a nice little boost for the Padres, just seeing them back on the rubber again.
This is a nice boost for the Padres because, and I want to go back to something you just said. Who do you think is more annoyed by the questions, Yu Darvish or Mike Schilt? I would say Mike Schilt because he's the one who has to stand there and answer those questions every day.
Right. He has to answer them every day, and it's not his shoulder or his elbow in this case. So, I'm sure Mike is happy he's coming back. Obviously to help the team, but certainly because he won't have to answer that question for a little bit at least.
Yeah, but you guys were talking about on the broadcast last night, the radio broadcast, you and Jesse, and how this is probably going to be a huge morale boost for the team because they need a starting pitcher back. They got a starting pitcher back. They got a leader like Yu Darvish back. It's a big deal.
I don't know that it's that cut and dry. I think obviously when he takes the field, that'll be a morale boost. But then when the game starts, you know, how does he fare? How does it when it's all done, how does he feel the next day? I think there is some, like, kind of wait and see type in terms of, but if he keeps returning every fifth, sixth day, whatever they end up deciding to do, I think that will lead to kind of a morale boost for sure. I think this team is kind of, it feels like they're kind of coming out of a little rut that they have been in, but good four-game series. I mean, you got the team that, although they have struggled here as of late, is still a very good Diamondback team, and so Padres took down a Ranger team that had been playing better coming into that series. So you take you win the series, and remember the idea when this homestand started was to try to go into the break playing some good baseball with some type of momentum. That's a good start there, 2 or 3 from the Rangers. Now you got 4 here against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, that is a really good start. What did you think about the series over the weekend? Obviously, Saturday was the Kyle Higashioka return game because he did everything for them. But number one, you were working all weekend, so I don't know if you felt like this, but on Friday, I felt like it was Saturday, and on Saturday, I felt like it was Sunday.
No. It was all these night games just kind of messed me up, like the 6:40 game on Saturday, which never happens. And then the 6:10 game on Sunday,
which is weird,
which doesn't happen very often. Yeah, I was a day back on probably all of it, for sure.
Yeah, but the series against the Rangers, you know, they get back on track. They win another series, I guess, against a team that's under 500, but we can't look into that too much.
Then it's good then, because guess who else is under 500?
The Diamondbacks.
There you go. Let's get these wins, player. We don't need it. Doesn't matter.
Let's get these wins, player.
It doesn't really matter, like what the record is. These dudes are playing. They just go ahead and get the wins. It's all that matters. Win, win, win.
Yes, I want to ask you something about what Mike Schilt has been trying to do here recently, because we've seen it in the past where he switches the catchers defensively, and so he has to switch them in the lineup, and so it goes from Maldonado to Diaz, Diaz to Maldonado. But in the last couple games, he's been using either Iglesias or he's been using Trent Brooks. Do you think, is that just because he doesn't have faith that the catchers are going to get a hit? Or, what is behind that? Because it just is a departure from what he's done all year.
Well, he didn't have, I think it says that he's feeling good about Jose Iglesias off the bench, and he's feeling good about Trent Brooks off the bench. More, and I don't think he knows what he has in his catchers. Like that situation is what it is. But the fact that you have two that you can rely on, that means one of them, if they're not swinging it well, you can go to your bench and bring them in. They've done that all season. I just think now, whereas before he was kind of pinch hitting for each one another, he feels like there's at least in the last few matchups, he's felt better about Iglesias, he's felt better about Brooks. I think that's really what it boils down to.
I like Trenton Brooks and what he can do. He hasn't had the numbers on the paper success, but he's had successful at bats.
To be fair, he hasn't really had that many attempts. I think he's done well with the kind of opportunities he's had, I think he's gaining more confidence when he gets up there. He's starting to put better ABs together. So I just think right now that's kind of where it's at. You heard AJ Preller talking that they want to go out and get a bat or two, I think is what he said.
I have that audio if you would like to hear it at some point.
You have it right now?
I do, yeah. Here's AJ Preller on MLB Network.
But again, I think the biggest thing is, from my standpoint in this chair, we're prepared because we've got great scouts, analysts, staff, coaching staff that, they all participate in the process. Feel like we have a pretty good pulse on the league and who's out there. It doesn't always mean you're going to make great decisions, but I think we're in position, with talented players in our organization, both at the major league and minor league level, to at least be in these conversations. And then you've got to, as a GM, evaluate how realistic it is that your team can win and contend. Then try to weigh that out versus future, and wanting to make sure that's a sustained run. So, we've had the chance here, over the last 5 years to be in 3 playoff runs, and we've had 5 in a row where we've been in the mix till the end. And at the end of the day, we'll look at our team here this year. Getting Darvish King back would be huge. The bullpen's been strong. We've got a lot of different weapons in the pen. We've had some you could add to a strength. And on the offense side, it's probably rounding out the depth of the lineup. I think, like you mentioned, the top of the lineup should be strong. And you look up and you've got a Jake Cronenworth hitting 7th and 8th some nights, but you've got to be deep, 1 through 9. And I think probably adding a bat or two is something that we're going to look at here in the next few weeks to try to help our team get to October.
Boom.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel pretty confident about him. The way he talked in that right there was of a man that is feeling pretty confident about the landscape that's out there and what he thinks can help.
I was surprised he even gave us that much. I was like, if he wasn't confident, he wouldn't give us that.
I'm just saying that. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. That felt like a that was a different answer than what you normally get.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll take a look at the options. We'll see presents itself to us.
We didn't get none of that.
No,
right
we got. I'm going to add a bat or two.
I want to. Yeah, he's like, we're gonna look at adding a bat or two. So I mean, I'm just saying, like, at this point, we shouldn't even really. We should be more surprised if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Than at this point, given his track record.
The Robert Suarez keeps finding himself on the trade block, especially with Jason.
From who?
Just fans.
Okay, there you go.
And especially with Jason Adam making the All-Star game over Robert Suarez, it's like, would you rather go with the hot hand of Maury Hone, Estrada, Adam to close games and get some value for Robert Suarez, or would you rather just have Robert Suarez be your guy, come in, you know how it's going to go, you got your 7, 8, 9 guys?
I think they're deep enough to entertain that, but that doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it would, you know, if you're getting the right things back, you got to look at it. You know, listen, it's a strength. If you remove Robert Suarez, it's still a strength, but it's certainly not as strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
And so, and we know that you need that part to be kind of tough down the stretch into the playoffs. I don't know. Do you want to really weaken it? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It depends. It would depend on what would be coming back and all that good stuff. But as you heard the man himself say, I feel like they're in pretty good position.
I like it. I mean, that's as confident as I've ever heard AJ Preller talk about the trade deadline coming up.
I think that was as confident as he's willing to have let you in on.
That's true.
Or anybody else in on.
They showed him on TV last night briefly, and he looked like he's been up for 2 weeks. So
I mean, I think he just always looks like
that. So one of my friends said, he's got one cooking. He's got it cooking. He's going to make a trade soon. I'm like, that's how AJ usually looks, because he doesn't sleep. All he does is talk about baseball scenarios and all that. There was an article on ESPN when they went back to some of the GMs and talked about the trade deadline, some of the crazy things that have happened. Chris Getz said he was at his uncle's funeral one time, and one of the GMs would not stop calling him. And I gotta know who that is, because it was at a funeral. He tells the guy, give me a couple hours, the deal's not gonna fall through, I'm a pallbearer, I need to go do this. But the GM kept bugging him about it, and I'm like, I love those stories, because I have no idea how this works.
He tried to assure him with the deal is not going to fall through.
Yeah, I'm going to be a pallbearer, so calm down. Stop calling me during this funeral. But there was a whole ESPN article with a ton of stories like that. Like Perry Manassian and what's the brother's name, Zach? He was also at like a grandma's funeral, and he was trying to find $500,000 of international bonus money, and so his brother was driving while he was texting in the passenger seat, and they said, why didn't you just ask your brother? He's the GM of the Angels. He's like, he didn't have it, so shocker on that.
They probably have to be careful, too, those two dealing with one another, because people could probably try to claim
that. That's true.
You know.
Insider trading
or something along those lines. All right. We are, by the way, your story is the one that took us beyond. We were at 211 when I stopped talking.
No,
so
you're
I
right.
Just wanted to point that out to
no,
you.
No, you're right.
Let's get to break. On the
Chris isn't here for me to blame, so.
No, he's not. On the other side, we'll get into some of the things we saw in the Rangers series that could be pointing in the direction that the Padres are moving in the right spot. Plus, we can get into some of the All-Star selections. We haven't talked about that. Right here, I'm going to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here. 973 The Fan, Tony Quinn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello on vacation, Tony down at Petco Park. I'm here in the Odyssey Palace here in the nice air conditioning, Tony. I think you're on mute.
Well, that's fine. You can be in air conditioning. I mean, it's air conditioning here, too. Plus, I got a way better view than you.
Yeah, you definitely have a way better view than me. I just see the weirdos walking around the hallway here at work. That's all I see every single day.
Why you got to call them weirdos, man?
Ah, come on. We know. You got Robzilla walking around here. You got...
I don't know how you feel about you calling him a weirdo, man.
I shouldn't have said Robzilla. I should have said, like, Braden and Frank, because I can more easily call them weirdos and not have to worry about it. Yeah, but anyway.
Too late.
Too late. We were talking about, before we went to break, we were talking about some of the All-Star selections. We were also talking about the series against the Rangers over the weekend. Now, Fernando made the All-Star team. Jason Adam made the All-Star team. Manny Machado makes the All-Team for the Padres. So good on those guys. We'll talk more in depth about some of the Padres selections later in the show and how Jason Adam found out. But you got to be happy for Jason Adam making it to the All-Star game for the first time.
Absolutely. He has been wonderful, and I would say that probably hasn't been at his best in like the last few weeks, but he's still getting out, still finding ways to like really, you know, get the ball to Suarez, which is what he's been tasked with doing on most occasions. Now, we've seen it get flipped. We saw Schilt use Mordejón in the eighth last night with the lefties at the top of the lineup. So Jason pitched a seventh and pitched a good one. And so, yeah, man, he's been awesome. Toddy obviously had the best month ever in April. And that's why we're having this conversation with him being there. He's swung the bat better in the last week. But I think overall, that end of March and all of April was enough to get him into this position where he is. And Manny Machado has been, as Mr. Consistency all season long, and, you know, now two hits away from 2,000.
I heard you guys. I was driving a lot last night, in and out of the car, but I heard you guys talking about Manny Machado and how it would be like the first or the second player ever to have a major milestone on to accomplish a major milestone on their birthday, and like the only other guy. I can't even remember his name, but it was Eddie Collins something.
Jesse, what was the gentleman's name that got his big milestone on his birthday?
It was like Eddie Collins or something.
Collins? Well, we're going to get the official name of that here shortly.
But anyway.
Yes, that is the point, is that it was indeed, yes, Eddie Collins. 2000th hit on May 2nd, 1920.
Yes. Which is a great Jesse stat right there, but... That just kind of shows you how crazy it is that Manny Machado right now is going for 2,000. It's more important to me than I thought it would be, Tony. I don't know why. Maybe because we're creeping up on it so much, but I'm getting more and more excited.
It's a huge milestone. We hear the number 2,000 and we think, oh, well, it's not a big deal because there's a 3,000 above it. But are you kidding me? There's very few guys have reached the pinnacle of 2,000 hits. They just haven't. And Manny's about to, not only is he about to be on that list, but he is going to blow by it and have a chance at 3,000.
We were talking about this last week. He would have to have 5 seasons of 200 hits or more, and he turned, 32 yesterday, 33 yesterday?
He would have to have what now?
Because he would have to have 5 seasons of 200 hits or more, basically, for him to reach that. And I think that he's probably going to be playing deep into his late 30s.
That's the thing you have to ask yourself: how long can Manny can he play? And he's not injured very often. And I just have a feeling that as long as he can play, he's going to be able to find a way to get hits. Maybe power will diminish as he gets older, but he's going to be able to hit the baseball, assuming he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's the big key in all of this, is assuming he stays healthy. On Fernando, I didn't realize until I was reading the Kevin Acey newsletter this morning. I mean, I knew Fernando was a good right fielder, but I didn't realize how good he's been this year defensively. He is second in the National League in defensive runs saved with 11. He's third in the National League with outs above average at 9. His WAR for the National League among outfielders is second. He's got the 5th most stolen bases this year. But defensively, I mean, I guess I kind of take for granted. Yes, thank you for saying
that. That's what you're looking
for. I take for granted how good he actually is in right field. But I don't know why I'm doing that, because I'm seeing it every single day. And then I shouldn't be surprised when I look at his stats and see that he's second in the National League outfielders with defensive runs saved.
No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be surprised at all. He's an exceptional outfielder in a short period of time. And that is the thing he is focused on. When it wasn't going well offensively. And so, Toddy is, he's an interesting case because of all of the time he's missed. He hasn't really played a lot of baseball, and even though he's been in the league for 6 years, right? He just hasn't, because of injuries and the suspension, he just has missed a bunch of time. And so you're still waiting to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, if he can play 140, 150 this year, that would put his numbers, that would put his numbers up there. He just hasn't had the amount of games in a season to really get, 30. I mean, he's had 42 home runs, but in the last couple of years, he hasn't had more than 30 home runs because he's been hurt.
Most games he's played, 141. That was the first year back from suspension.
He played 141 that year?
Yeah.
That's a lot of games.
84, 59, 130, 141, 102, 87 this year.
So do you think that, because this is the question I keep getting, Do you think that Fernando deserved to be on the All-Star team with the way that he's been hitting in the last couple months?
If it was just solely based off how he was hitting the last couple months, then no, he probably shouldn't have been on there. But it's not based off of that. It's based on the entire first half. And as I said, his first month and 2 weeks was better, way better than everybody else. And it built a little cushion, basically. And so as he started to come back to the pack, his numbers didn't look all that bad compared to everybody else's. So, I mean, I don't know that this one is that big of a it may have seemed when it first happened, you know?
No, people are like, people just love to hate. It's just immediately with my friends who are fans of the Giants, friends who are fans of the Dodgers. Oh, of course Fernando gets a selection.
Do you have any Padre friends?
I do have Padres friends, and all they do is complain to me, too, about the Padres. So I was telling something over the weekend that I was like, we've hung out for 3 hours now, and we have not brought up the Padres once. I am proud of us because it is always...
That's usually a topic of conversation.
Oh, right when they get in the car. What is up with this team? Let's talk about this team. I'm like, please, I don't want to talk about this team. We have a Padres pen pals at 340 with a lot more on everything with the team. And they're actually kind of positive today. There's only one negative guy, but I thought he was so funny I had to put him in there. But for the most part, people are kind of starting to look up again.
Yeah, well, that'll be until they lose two or three or something down stretch down here in the next... Something like that. If that happens, then all those good feels will go away.
That is true. Very quick. Very quick. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk to Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. He did the CBS Sports All-Star Snub List. We'll also get his thoughts on the trade deadline and more when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
homes.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
2:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, not in. Match Gravy is, though. Just the two of us taking you all the way up to, what is it, pregame show starts at what time?
5:40 with our guy Sammy Lev.
Sammy Lev, 5:40. Match Gravy and I will take you right up to that. And other baseball news before we get to my guy Matt Snyder to talk a little bit about his snub list. The Nationals decided to kind of jump into the wave of news yesterday, firing both Dave Martinez, the manager, and Mike Rizzo, the GM. Mike Rizzo has been there for a very long time. Won a title. Both were a part of that World Series championship team. But they have decided to move on. The statement from the organization says, on behalf of our family and the Washington Nationals organization, I first and foremost want to thank Mike and Davey for their contributions to our franchise.
Oh, gosh.
And our city. Principal owner Mark Lerner said in a statement, our family is internally grateful for their years of dedication to the organization, including their roles in bringing a World Series trophy to Washington, D.C. Blase, blase, blah, 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 blah.
Seriously.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just say it. Just say it. It's not working. We're moving on.
Right.
I don't know. I don't even think it's... I mean, what do you think? Is this surprising to you?
No. I think it's more of a kind of an indictment on the organization. Not that Davey and Mike were doing, you know, a fantastic job, but I think their job had probably more to do with ownership's kind of limbo position of maybe selling, maybe not. If you're maybe selling, you're probably not putting the money into the things that would make your team successful. You know, being an owner, you either are in it to win, or are you in it to make money. I don't know that there's a good space for in between. Like, do I want this team, or do I want to sell it? Because the team itself can't thrive when you're in that kind of position of not knowing whether you wanted to be in it for the long haul or if you want to sell. Because, you know, when you own, I assume, when you own a franchise sporting team, that if you are, like, kind of maybe not wanting to own it, you're probably not putting money into it because you might not own it later on.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. But at the same time, it's like, hey, we're all here still trying to, like, cheer for this team and play for this team. It's very weird.
That's the luxury of being an owner, is that you know, you don't have to, I mean, you have to worry about that to some degree, but not really.
Yeah, not really at all. I mean, what have you done for me lately is what stands out to me right here. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But Mike Rizzo was there for 16 years. That's a long time. Did he bring you in?
He did.
And
he
brought
me in. I mean, Mike is a one of the smarter baseball men you'll come across. But, you know, sometimes you spent your time is, it's time for a change, you know. Mike was in the Diamondback organization when they first went into the World Series realm, when they beat the Yankees. He was a part of the organization at that point. And so, you know, that parlayed into him being a GM eventually. And, you know, we'll see what happens with him moving forward. We'll see what happens with Davey moving forward.
I saw someone, a baseball expert out there. I can't remember exactly who it was. May have been, I don't know. They said Mike Rizzo is not going to be without a job for very long. So
I would guess not.
Yeah.
You could almost guarantee he's going to be some type of special assistant to somebody, you know.
AJ Preller, maybe? Come on now.
Maybe. I don't know.
AJ likes to bring those guys in.
They definitely have worked together. We definitely know that.
Yes, they have.
Let's get to our guest of the day. None other than Matt Snyder joins us here, CBS Sports. And Matt, how are you? It's been a while, man, since we talked.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, it's a very good time for the game right now because we get a lot of extra attention here.
Yes, obviously the All-Star game coming up. Let's start with the pods. I mean, let's start with Manny Machado first. I mean, he's two hits away from 2,000. Had an opportunity to get it on his birthday, came up a little bit short of that, but he's eclipsed 350 already this season, 2,000, I mean, and he still seemingly has a lot of tread on the tires at this point. How much of a chance do you give him to get to it, the 3,000 mark number?
3,000? Man, another 1,000 is still a pretty tall order. Yeah. Especially in this day and age with, you know, there's a lot more emphasis on walking and everything and working the strike zone and stuff like that. And he's not going to be hitting leadoff or anything like that. So you're not going to stack a ton of at-bats. I don't think it's out of the question or anything. In all likelihood, he'll probably settle 2,500 between 2,500 and 3,000. Like, I think Dave Parker was, since I just recently looked at his page, in like the 2,700, something like that. That's probably about where Manny ends up. But, you know, I mean, 32. So yeah. I do think there's a decent chance that he can get all the way to 3,000.
Talking to Matt Snyder here, CBS Sports, and Matt, another Padre we think was snubbed, and we think they also might be put on the team if someone bails out from the National League. Nick Pivetta, did you think that he should have made the All-Star team?
He was on my snub list. He wasn't on, like, the upper tier of it, like where I had Seiya Suzuki and Framber Valdez, for example. But, yeah, he was one of the first guys I looked at, and I thought, I don't think that people necessarily consider circumstances when they look at stuff like All-Star voting. But when you look at the circumstances of the Padres with all those injuries to the rotation and desperately needing somebody to step up, especially with how Cease was very inconsistent to start the year. Like, they desperately needed somebody in there, and suspected that King was going to be one of those guys because of how he finished last season, but who else is going to step up? And it was Pivetta. And, his numbers, I do think that I haven't looked at the Sunday starters, and a lot's going to come down to that, but he should definitely be on the short list of pitching replacements. And a lot of times we get three or four pitching replacements, so there's a decent chance he gets to go.
Matt Snyder joins us here, CBS Sports. And Matt, Padres will play their 91st game today. There's a couple teams with a few more, but just give me your outlook on the landscape right now. I mean, who's been your biggest surprise on the good side and your biggest surprise on the negative side this season?
Well, since I just said it and he's fresh in my head, I kind of feel like Cease was a step back, especially given the Musgrove injury and then the Darvish injury. Like, he really needed Cease to kind of step up and be a co-ace there with Michael King there. And what they got from Pivetta would just be gravy and have one of the best 1-2-3 punches in the league. So kind of glaring to me on Cease. And, you know, there are underlying metrics that he's pitched better than his ERA and stuff like that. And there's been plenty of good outings. I just think, on the whole, you would have expected better from him so far. On the good side, surprise, I guess it just has to be back to Pivetta. Gosh, I just talked about those two guys. Jason Adams, another, you know, pleasant, but I don't know how much of it is surprise because he was this good last year. He's getting more recognition for it now, making his first All-Star team. But a lot of the good stuff on the position player side was guys who are supposed to be good, the guys who are supposed to be doing it. So, yeah, I think even though I just talked about that, I'm sorry about that, but Cease and Pivetta kind of come to mind.
How about on the team side of things? I mean, you look at a team like the Cubs. I think I don't know that anybody had them being as far ahead in the Central as they are. On the other side, you got a team like Baltimore. I mean, are those the teams that you would have on the negative, positive side in terms of surprises this year?
The two negatives are really easy. It's the Orioles and the Braves. I mean, almost everybody had them both in the playoffs. The Braves are supposed to be part of a big three in the NL East fighting for the crown with the Phillies and the Mets, and they've just been terrible. And it's, yeah, you could talk about injuries and the slow start and everything, but every time they've started to get hot, every time they've gotten somebody back, they've run into more problems, and now they're a game and a half behind the Marlins, and that's just unacceptable. Same thing with the Orioles. They went through that drastic, extreme rebuild. They put their fans through all that, And then they only made the playoffs twice, and now they're 9 games under 500, and they didn't even win a playoff game in those two trips to the playoffs. So those two glaring to me sticking out. I think the Cubs are definitely a good one. Like, a lot of people had them winning the NL Central, but I think it was everybody thought it was going to be more of a dogfight, and they could have said, well, it's going to be a two-team race between the Cubs and the Brewers, or maybe the Reds jump in, or maybe the Pirates or Cardinals jump in there. Instead, the Cubs have had a decent lead for quite a while. Also, I know that people hate this if I say positive on their side, but I don't think anybody thought the Astros were going to be 7 games up right
now.
Yeah,
no kidding.
They let Alex Bregman walk in free agency. They traded Kyle Tucker. Yordan Alvarez has been hurt almost all year, and when he wasn't hurt, he was bad. They have all those starting pitching injuries, and they're still 20 games over 500. Just absolutely ridiculous. And, hey, Tigers as well. Let's give the Tigers a lot of credit. I know everybody thought they were going to contend, but I think it was like kind of what I said about the NL Central. Like, oh, there's going to be 4 teams in contention here, and they're going to be in the middle of that pack. Instead, they're up 13 and a half games.
Yeah. I never expected the Tigers to be this good this year. We're talking about Snyder, CBS Sports here on 97.3 The Fan. Speaking of the American League Central, Emmanuel Clase A has not been the guy we saw last year, and now the Guardians have lost 10 in a row. Do you think his services may be on the trade block?
It seems like it. You're starting to hear some smoke there, and you're also starting to hear a little bit of smoke about Stephen Kwan, who only has 2 more years in arbitration. He's really cheap this year. Then he'll go to arbitration for 2 more, but either one of those guys would be a huge get for somebody. It's interesting to me, when I heard those two names today, my first thought I went to was, if you're going to do that, why not Jose Ramirez as well? Because he's 32 years old. He tops $20 million in salary the next three years before he hits the free agency. That's still really, really cheap for how good Jose Ramirez is. But if you're going to essentially dismantle, you're not just trading around the margins, you're not just trading Carlos Santana and Lane Thomas. If you dip into Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase, you might as well just rip the Band-Aid off and full rebuild. And that means every single contender in baseball would be going crazy over Jose Ramirez. Even teams with a third baseman would say, we can find a way to fit Jose Ramirez in here somewhere.
I'm pretty sure Ramirez is a 10-5 guy, so he'll have to approve any
absolutely
deal.
And that's part of the complication. So maybe that's it. Sorry about that, Tony. Thank you. Good looking out.
No problem. What do you think, those are just the Guardian guys. This trade deadline could be very interesting because of the names. I mean, you got a guy like Sandy Alcantara who hasn't thrown the ball that well, but his talent is still something that is going to be coveted come deadline. I mean, do you think that name is probably at the very top in terms of the guys that teams are going to be trying to pull away from teams?
Maybe. It's just he's just been so bad this year in his first year back from Tommy John.
How bad can a year change that?
Yeah, that's the thing. And the more distance he gets from it, at least in theory, pitchers get better the further distance they get from the surgery. So if a team is looking to buy, they might say, hey, he's probably going to get better in the second half. And I wouldn't even argue. So that's a good point there. There's a lot of sorting out to do because a team like the Diamondbacks, 4.5 out of a playoff spot right now, but if they fall out, you've got Zach Gallen, speaking of guys who are having a terrible year, but there still might be a little, hey, what if he gets better? Merrill Kelly, Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor, they're all free agents after the year. They know Corbin Burns is having Tommy John surgery, or I think he probably had it by now. They can still build around Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll there, but they can get rid of those guys. The Angels, 4.5 out, Tyler Anderson, that would be an attractive add as a starting pitcher as well if they fall out of it. The Twins are interesting. I mean, would they deal Byron Buxton? Would they deal Duran? That would be very interesting there. What are the Royals going to do? Like, there's a lot of these teams in limbo where it just needs to get sorted out. Cardinals as well. I wonder if this past week was things starting to turn for the worse for them. And if that happens, we know Arenado is going to be on the move. They might even sell him anyway.
Talking to Matt Snyder of CBS Sports here at 97.3 The Fan. And last one for me, Matt. The Nationals, I understand why they're going to be interesting at the trade deadline because they just fired their actual GM and their manager, so they're going with their interim GM. But I get why you don't want to keep a GM through a trade deadline because you don't believe that they're the right person for the future.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're firing a guy in a really critical part of rebuilding your team. So do you think that the Nationals are just going to be trade crazy, or do you think they're not going to do much of anything?
Well, I mean, it's usually when they do it in the middle of the season, they wait until after the season to hire a new guy. So my assumption is they're just going to kind of stick with the plan there with people in the interim. You don't often see an interim GM do anything really drastic. So I would guess they're just going to kind of do what they already had planned. It's also an interesting, like, where they are right now. They decided basically in 2021 that they're going to rebuild when they traded Trey Turner and Max Scherzer to the Dodgers. 2022, that continued with the Juan Soto trade. And to get back Abrams, Gore, James Wood, that's something that is really good for their rebuilding project. But that's the only good trade they made. That's the only good move they've really made during this entire rebuild. And it's 2025, and they're still awful. Like, are you going to turn this thing around anytime soon? What's going on? And they don't have a ton more there. Like, Dylan Cruz probably still has a lot of upside, but they should have been doing a lot better by now. So I can see why 2019 World Championship, but you know, they've been rebuilding for 4 years. We're in 2025. I can see why the move was made. They should have had a lot more out of that rebuild by now.
Matt, last one for me, and this is a little bit of a fun one. We often on this station joke about Juan Soto. I'm obviously a huge fan in terms of what he brings to the table as a ball player, but it does seem like there's like some, it's like some hate, some envy on this dude. He doesn't really do anything, you know, off the field that causes any antennas to go up. He seems to like playing baseball very much. What is it about Juan Soto that seems to kind of rub people the wrong way?
Well, right now, I feel like it's the contract. For whatever, I mean, there's always going to be some level of jealousy, even if people don't want to say it. And you know, it's funny. I did my snubs column last night, and I was like, look, you've got a guy who's top three in on base percentage with 21 home runs. By the way, he leads the Mets in home runs. He's ahead of Alonso. If that was like a rookie that we'd never heard of before, he would absolutely be an all-star. And if he wasn't, he'd be headlining every single snubs piece. Instead, they didn't even mention him on the show last night on the biggest snubs. Like,
like he
396
didn't exist.
On base percentage, over 500 slugging, 21 home runs, and he's not even mentioned as a snub. Like, I think a lot of that was, yes, we had the contract. He went to the World Series with the Yankees, then he signed elsewhere. And then a slow start for him in the first 2 months, and everybody got just beaten to their heads hearing what's wrong with Juan Soto, what's wrong with Juan Soto, what's wrong with Juan Soto. So then everybody's conditioned to think, oh, he must be having a terrible year, but he's not. He's not having a terrible year at all. That the jealousy factor, I think, has to play a key role in that. It's got to.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly seems like it. The more this guy keeps playing and keeps putting up numbers, and the more hate seems to come his way. But yeah, I guess that comes with the territory when you sign for that for that kind of money. Matt,
100%.
As always, man, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Take care, guys.
Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com. And, nice that the Padres get three. That's usually a good sign that your team is having some success when you get multiple guys in like that.
Oh, now, you mean like the Rockies with their one doesn't mean success?
Hey, listen. Let's not get on our high horse here.
We have been
the organization that only could send one guy before, and those are days where the team wasn't good. If you're sending multiple guys, typically you got a pretty decent team. And so
I know what you're about to say when I asked this question, but you had 2009 was a really good year for you. Was there any sort of all-star?
No.
Did you ever feel like, hey, like I'm being snubbed? I know the answer to this question, but I had to ask it.
I was just so happy to be playing and getting like consistent playing time. I didn't care about any other stuff at that point.
I was studying your stats yesterday so I could see if I even had a, you know, an inkling to ask this question. But 2009, you had a really good year.
I did. That was my best year as a pro. 270, played almost every day. Next year, I was terrible offensively, but I got some gold glove votes that year. So That's my claim to fame in the big leagues.
Well, I think the Gold Glove votes is your claim to fame. Hey, at least you can say that you got some Gold Glove votes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Definitely we'll hold that card high. Let's get to break. Little Daily Gambit on the other side. Yu Darvish featured in the Daily Gambit. You'll hear about it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.